Want to do the city language right now? You guys struck the cities from it?
And I told the cities that I would maintain that position. I don't think that we need to get into that.
And I think the cities have had this authority for many years. I personally...
Well, the conversations I've had with them suggest that this is more complicated than we're dealing with here.
I'm agreeing. And personally, you know, I'd put it to... So I think that if you were to... Well, I'll make a motion that we strike sections 3 and sections 4.
Am I chairing this meeting?
I'm making a motion
to
the chair.
You're chairing. Yeah, okay.
You're chairing. I'm making a motion to the chair. Because it's a house file.
Great. It is. If we're working off of the unofficial engrossment that we have before us, then the motion would be to delete sections 3 and 4. Is that correct?
That is my motion, which both apply to the cities.
Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is adopted. Or the amendment is adopted. Senator, I have in section 2, a line 211. The House language, in the House, we deleted the word receive and substituted invite, since our feeling was that if the word receive is in there, it obligates us to find someone to testify, or otherwise we can't go forward, and I don't think that's what we intend. So I would move to, on line 2.11, delete the word receive and insert the word invite. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That amendment is adopted. And we did discuss the language in section 1, but I don't think we had a motion regarding that. We have further discussion on that.
I'll move the additional words to be put in the appropriate places, as stated by council.
Mm-hmm. So everyone understand what we're doing there, and is there any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? That amendment is adopted. Is there anyone present who wishes to testify?
Just one question, Mr. Chair. On the last section of the unofficial engrossment in section 1, it says if less than 90 days remain until the next election, no appointment shall be made. The issue for us would be if there's less than 90 days till the election, that's actually a good time to appoint if there's less than 2 years in the term, because you could let, for example, if someone's retiring, you'll elect a new person to the seat anyway.
We're putting the same language there.
Okay, then that solves our problem. Thank you.
Anyone else wishes to testify? Ms. Fraser, do you want to give us your blessing before we conclude this hearing?
We're trying to be sure that the issue that Representative Howes raised is addressed. And so I'm looking at 204B13 just to double check. So if I could have another minute to read this.
Sure. Representative Morgan.
Could I ask council to just make sure we know exactly where the language from Senator Oregon is going to be inserted?
Mr. Chairman, it's page one, line 25, before the comma. Page 2, line 2, same thing, before the comma. And page 2, line 4, same thing. Yeah, there's no comma on line 4.
After
election.
Mr. Matthews. Does it, that does address your concern if it goes there at 2.4?
I believe that it does. I'm looking at it one more time here, but I think that takes care of
it. Mr. Chair?
Ms. Fraser.
It appears that 204B.13, which deals with vacancy and nomination, including death of a nonpartisan candidate, does allow potential candidates to file nominating petitions to get their name on the ballot within a week of the nomination of the vacancy. So that would, I think, allow the seat to be filled. I think that this is a section of law that the it may make sense for the legislature to look at in more depth next year because of the now the need to program the auto mark. I think there are some timing questions with how could that actually happen if it happened very late in the process, but that's a bigger issue that I don't think y'all want to get into. But this does, I think, provide ability for other candidates to get onto the ballot if there's a vacancy in nomination. Now, a vacancy in nomination means that either that it's post-primary or that there weren't enough candidates to hold a primary. If it happened, for example, in August, and there were three people that filed for the office and the incumbent died, then this wouldn't apply because there would not be a vacancy in nomination because a candidate is not nominated until after the primary. But there still would be candidates, and somebody could always run as a write-in candidate in that case as well.
So just to be clear, does that any of that have any bearing on what we're doing here?
I think I'm trying to answer Representative House's question. And I think the answer is that if filing closed on one day and the incumbent died the next day, that other candidates, depending on how many people filed for office, could still get their names onto the ballot.
My concern would be if no one filed, then there is nobody.
Right, but if no one had filed, including the incumbent?
No, if the incumbent filed.
If the incumbent...
There's only one candidate.
Right.
If they filed, they died.
Right. If the incumbent filed and then died, then there would be a vacancy in nomination and this would kick in.
Okay.
And would meet the concerns that...
And a county would not have to advertise in the local newspaper alongside of the obituary for the commissioner that just died. That's what happened. That's
okay.
Okay,
Representative Moore,
thank you,
Mr. Chair. Well, I heard Ms. Fraser read a little bit ago, and maybe she's checking up on it right now. There seemed to be a 7-day timeline,
right,
which I think is your concern, that this has to happen within 7 days. However, it seems that what we're doing here would require the board to fill the vacancy with a qualified successor in the next general election, next county general election. So it seems like this language would give them the authority to call a special election whereby that situation would not have to be followed, but maybe I'm reading this, what we're doing here, wrong, in which case Representative Howe's problem
basically really follow what I think what she just, the statute she quoted is the one that gave us the problem. They had to do this within 7 days, and the man wasn't buried.
I thought that you had already dealt with that.
Well, I did last year. We passed. I had a piece in, or did I pass a standalone bill? I don't know.
That's what's being stricken.
But that's what's being taken out of what we're doing today.
In subdivision, the first section of the bill strikes all the language that was put in last year. Or actually, all of subdivision 4 was new last year.
See, that's where my problem is. Subdivision 4 is what we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, it seems like there are actually two separate issues. I mean, one is filling the seat for the rest of the term, which the bill passed last year, and this new language in that case would allow for an appointment. The other question is how to get names onto the ballot for the next term. And that, it looks like, if the person died after filings closed, would require any new candidates to file a nominating petition within 7 days of the vacancy. So there's kind of two separate issues that we need to look at. And this bill addresses one of those two, I think.
Yeah, I'm lost. I don't.
Representative Morgan.
It seems to me like we need to find a way to amend that 7-day requirement, but I don't know if we can do that in this conference committee with this bill. I'm sorry, to address Representative Howe's concern.
And I want to be...
Yeah.
This is, I hadn't had it explained to me quite right yet, and I'm beginning to understand your concern. But I don't see, I think that this still would allow for the county to have some time before acting on it. I don't see the 7-day requirement here. This is an alternative to the 7-day, and the alternative still appears to be somewhat intact. You know, I don't know if it... It seems like the sections before this are where you found the 7-day, and this is an alternative.
Well, and Beth is...
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lawley, you may think it does, but we have this other section of law. Yeah. Was it 20-something?
It's 204B13 sub 4.
Somewhere in this statute, and that's where we get confused, because then you have to go over here and find that you got to do this 7-day thing. And that's why actually it took me about 3 years to actually get this bill passed, because we kept finding new places where it was referred to in different parts of statute.
Under Chapter 351,
301.
01 or 0.02, it lays out the conditions in which a vacancy in public office is deemed to occur, and one is death.
Yes.
So there's no declaration.
Death occurs, county board says we're going to have a new 2-week filing period, and the election will be whenever they decide. End of story.
Yeah. I don't know what...
I don't see any reference. I mean, here's what I'm looking for now. I don't see any reference to 204B here.
But
that's one of the things about election laws. It kind of applies.
It doesn't have to reference. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
On the other...
and again, the issue addressed in 204B... has to do with how to fill the next term, not the remainder of this term. And so if it's after the close of filings, how do we get names onto the ballot? That's the question. And so that statute implies to me that candidates would have to file petitions within 7 days of the death in order to get their name onto the ballot.
Yes.
And that's referenced in Subdivision 3.
Mr.
Chair. Well, the only way a vacancy would occur between the end of filing and the election is if an incumbent died, right? Because
candidate.
They could be arrested and put in prison.
No, if it was if there were new candidates, there wouldn't be a vacancy because the incumbent would still be in office
until the election
next January.
I think that section allows for a vacancy on the ballot, in this case in a nonpartisan seat, if either of the two candidates, if there were two candidates, died.
Well, we're only talking in the language that we have here about a vacancy.
Mm-hmm. That's
my point is there would not be the only way you could have a vacancy is either a resignation of an incumbent or the death of an incumbent. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be a vacancy. Is that right?
I think that's right. But if a vacancy occurs after filing closes,
but this
then this language provides for a special election in that case, so it would be open filing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
But I think that this language only provides for a vacancy for the rest of that term.
Right. I think that the language that we're striking, Representative Powers, is regarding a vacancy occurring mm-hmm. before the first day to file affidavits. We're not really addressing
right.
the vacancies that occur like yours occurred after the filing's closed. The language that we're striking is specifically referencing a vacancy that occurs
before.
It also strikes the reference to, I mean, the subdivision 4 is modeled after the city statute. It's almost identical because it talks about what happens before filing and what happens after filing. Mm-hmm. But the problem previously with the bill, the way it had been introduced, just changing it to 1 year but leaving all of that language in
yeah.
there, was that had to do with the tying of a special election, that it had to happen at the same time as a general election when you have county general elections every 2 years as opposed to every year. So that I think the language here, if I can take a stab at this, if there is, if the county has the flexibility to, when there is a vacancy, to open filing, and it's not, then whenever it happens is this language that you have now should work. Now that you've taken it out of saying it has to be at the same
yeah.
time as the general election, and as long as if you're saying it has to be a special election whenever, I think then that works, and that seems to be what this language does. I don't think it's tied to this filing period language
because that's my understanding.
Okay. And doesn't create the problem that Representative Powers is worried about?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think so either when I read it, but you're the one that needs the comfort level.
Well, the problem is I get real comfortable, and then somebody
and
else does something.
Are you comfortable right now? Because Bill,
now I am.
Mr. Chair.
All those in favor?
Yeah, quick.
Well, Larry,
I do think that
this addresses the concern,
yeah.
and if it doesn't, then you can keep your county commissioners alive for another year.
Then we'll come back and look
yeah.
on it next year. I'm sure
yeah.
this kind of bill will be up again.
Yeah.
Unless you split by county, we don't have to do this.
That's crazy. We've got a few years yet.
Mr. Chair, this language doesn't. This language talks about filling the seat at the next county general election, but it doesn't talk about a special election. So I don't think there would be a new filing period for a special election because it's talking about filling it at a regularly scheduled election.
Well, Mr. Chair, but Mr. Bodden indicated that was not a problem.
I think it's not a problem if you hold the special election under subdivision 1, but that special election has to be held between 30 and 60 days after the vacancy. But if you want it concurrent with the next county general election.
That's what the bill takes out, that it's not at the next general election necessarily. It does not have to be at that time.
But I'm sorry, can you explain how lines 2.1 to 2.5 aren't talking about having it at the next general election?
If from 1 year to, don't forget the amendment you added
right.
in there. Okay, if from 1 year to 90 days, so if we're in that period when you can't appoint for the period that you're, for the vacant seat, the board may appoint until the qualified successor is elected. On line 2.3, I think we need that same.
Yeah, I was wondering about
we
that,
do.
Actually.
We need that same language. Because it's at the next county general election
at which the vacant seat is up, the for
right.
election.
Yeah. So we need it in three places.
Yeah, it was assuming that referred back to the previous reference, but to be clear, it probably should go in there, too.
Yeah.
Do we need it in three places or six places?
Four. We're going to settle for four, actually, now, but...
Yeah, probably 2.3 and 2.4. And...
There must be some simple way to do that.
So the concept of this section is supposed to be that if there's more than a year in the term, you have to have a special election.
Less,
less than a year, you can appoint.
Yeah.
And
except
if it's less than 90 days, you just wait.
Yeah, there is no
one. Subdivision 1 of this whole section has the 30 to 60 day. It's not in the bill draft, but it's in the statute. Has 30. That's where you have the option for a special election up to 90 days. It almost seems like this whole subdivision could be taken out and rework all of subdivision 1 to say, in this time frame, you may have a special election. In this time frame, you must have a special election. In this time frame, you
just wait.
But that's rewriting
but that's
a whole different section of statute from what you're talking about. So I don't know.
I think we're pretty close here. If we get the terminology for the expiring term hammered down to something that works and we don't have to repeat it four or five times, I think we're getting pretty close here.
The basic concept I think everyone agrees on. So it's just wording.
Mr. Chair, though, aren't you saying that maybe a better policy would be to rewrite this bill under a different section? And
not a different section.
But
I don't know if it would be better. I mean, you all have been working with this subdivision, and it fits into the statute, and it can be reworked,
it may require some coordination with sub 1 is what you're saying.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean,
is that subdivision 1 has
I mean, can we just say if more than 1 year remains in the vacated term and get rid of until the next county general election at which the vacant seat is up for election? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot fewer words.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes bit more sense. So if more than 1 year remains in the vacated
term.
In the unexpired term. Yeah.
In the unexpired term.
Okay.
Right. I'm just playing with things here a little bit then.
Just go.
So if more than 1 year remains in the unexpired term,
special election must be held under subdivision 1, period.
Right.
That gets at our intent for the first period that we're worried about.
if from 1 year to 90 days remains in the unexpired term, comma, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy. Period of the unexpired term to fill the vacancy.
We have a roll call on that.
A roll call? Okay.
I will be back.
I mean, I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys hammer the language, Jeff.
We'll let you know how it turns out.
Right up there. I turned the police station, I felt good. I'm going to get back to that 90-day thing. Is it create a problem with the 90 days?
Well, there is a problem. 90 days in the unexpired term.
Yeah.
It just says it stays vacant.
It just stays vacant. The person elected at the election.
Well, what if it's 91 days, which it can be?
Yes.
Yeah.
From filing to election, can it be 90?
Well,
August, September, October?
It can be 4 months from July until November.
Yeah, it's usually July 20th until November 7th.
And I think that's your concern, Larry, and that's where there is a hole here.
Yeah, because
there's between whatever number of days that is, 120, 110 days, and the 90 days, is there the authority to call a special election if no one else has filed for that seat?
Yeah.
That's what you're concerned
and
about.
You have 91 days.
I believe that's what this language does explicitly, isn't it? Is provide for, in this case, a special election.
And does it?
It would coincide with a general election, but it would still be play a special election.
Yeah, let's say, up till 90 days, an appointment can be made. After 90 days, there is no appointment, but the county board can provide for a new filing period for the general election to fill the term beginning in January.
But then my question is, does the language that Ms. Fraser was reading earlier apply where that filing period has to be within the next 7 days?
Yeah, Mr. Watson says the county board has broad discretion to set a new filing period in that case. And I think he's right.
Well, I gave it to, for what? Right, I gave it to.
Because language says they have broad discretion in setting up special elections. So
but
I'll leave that.
I see what we have.
A vacancy and nomination is when when a candidate who is going to appear on the general election dies on the general election ballot.
And if only one person has filed for an office, partisan or nonpartisan.
Well, that just says that this may be filled by
for a nonpartisan seat.
If it's before the
there's a lot of discretion here. It says it can be filed within one week, but not later than 4 calendar days. No, that's not right. It shall be filed.
But it may be filled by nominating petition. The petition shall be filed within 1 week, but not later than
four days
before the calendar. So that's a pretty broad window.
4 days before the
election. No, it's within 1 week, but they're saying if it happens within the 4 days before the general election, then we're not doing that.
But it also says maybe, so it doesn't have to be.
Right, so if you don't want any candidates' names or a second candidate's name on the ballot, then that process doesn't kick in.
This is more specific to counties.
But this language is about filling the remainder of that term. And that language is about the next term. I think they're two separate things.
Well, I think with what we just, Senator Lowry just did a moment ago, that we really got a good board up. I think that works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of nodding heads. And if you go through the rest of that section, that all seems to work.
That works, leaving the rest of the language, or?
Well, yeah. And then the only question that remains is getting a name on the ballot in certain instances.
Right.
And we don't want to mess with that statute today.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we do what we've done today if we still think at the end of the day this works, mm-hmm. and then we figure out what can we do with that 7-day issue in the near future, or what can we wait till next year? Hope nobody dies.
Well, that's what I said.
But come back and fix it, you know what I mean? Because now we're aware of it. We know we have to do something with mm-hmm. that. Maybe we'll figure that out. In fact, you'd be able to figure that out for us.
I'm coming out with a memo. Representative Howell will carry the bill.
Did we get simplified language?
I think we're agreeing, except that if council can tell us what the language is that was proposed by you would actually read now in section one, or you can, or somebody can.
I think I can, Mr. Chairman. Okay, this is on page 1, line 25. We're going to delete that next county general election at which the vacant seat is up for election and insert in the unexpired term. So I would read, if more than 1 year remains the unexpired
cross
term.
Cross out until the next county general election.
Okay. Yep. Right. If more than 1 year remains in the unexpired term would be the new reading. And that would also be on page 2, line 2.
Well, it starts on 2, line 1.
Line 1, right. Take out the until the.
And then again
on page 2, line 4. Delete the until the next general election, dot, 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 and insert in the unexpired term.
Secretary of State,
I think we need to fix in lines 2.2 and 2.3, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the unexpired term. Also, get rid of until a qualified successor is elected at the next county general election.
Right. There's provision in the law now, when there's a special election, the person takes office immediately. But if you want to make it appointed for the unexpired term, that would probably be neater.
So how would that go then?
On line
2.2. Should we move that other amendment and then?
Sure, either way. I'll move that other amendment.
What other amendment? In the unexpired term?
In the unexpired term.
In three places, yeah.
In the three places. On lines
1.25,
2.5,
2.1, and 2.2, and 2.4.
Yeah.
Good. So we all understand that. Any discussion to the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That amendment is adopted. No, we have.
So the new sentence on beginning on line 2.1, if from 1 year to 90 days remains in the unexpired term, comma, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy. I think we should erase the rest of that sentence and say for the remainder of the unexpired term. Again, just to simplify it.
So you would be deleting all of the language after vacancy to the period and inserting that language?
Yes.
technically another thing that we would have to do, since we've been working off the original language and not the language reflective of the Oregon Amendment, we would need to revisit the Oregon Amendment and withdraw that. Because we inserted all of this language that we were trying to avoid, you know, at which the et cetera. We don't need that, which we're doing this.
Well, it's still, Senator Oregon would still want to include if there's less than 90 days remaining in the unexpired term.
Right.
Would you not? Or
absolutely.
Then there is no appointment at all.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That wasn't wasn't the amendment. The initial amendment was language that said by which the vacancy does.
Right. Because the original language suggested by council that said at which the vacant seat is up for election. Mm-hmm. So we had that before us.
That was taken out with the oral amendment to replace it.
Because of where the comma is?
when
in my amendment?
Right, because you even read it.
All right,
the way he described the amendment, the read it out loud, it took that language out.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Senator Laurie does need to make a motion for 2.3, though. We didn't do that. We did
No, we haven't done that yet. I mean, I guess I will make that motion, and then.
And do you want to refresh our memory on what that is?
So, on line 2.2, after vacancy, strike the language, and continue striking language on 2.3 up till the period, and insert. For the remainder of the unexpired term. So that the sentence would then read, if from 1 year to 90 days remains in the unexpired term, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the unexpired term. Period. Mm-hmm. Somebody from the audience has a thought.
Just one question. And the way no appointments 90 days before an election, one of our questions we have looking at this from county, if a commissioner has announced that he is retiring, so he's not on the ballot and somebody else has filed, and then either dies or resigns before the election 90 days, would that seat both be on the election one for the following term and then also for the remainder of the current term, so there'd be two seats in that case? Because it sounds like there has to be a special election in conjunction with the next general election for the remainder of that existing term if it's more than 90 days before the election. I think it's a little bit confusing why we can't appoint within 90 days of the election, not following the reasoning for that.
You can't. It's more than 90 days, not less than 90 days.
Well, it says you can appoint from 1 year to 90 days, but between 90 days up until the election, you cannot appoint. It's filled at the next general election.
Right.
So what I'm saying is it would make more sense if you allowed them to appoint the winner of the general election rather than if, for example, we've had commissioners who choose not to run again and a vacancy occurs at the tail end of their term within 90 days of the election, we would have to have a special for the remainder of the term and then also for the next term?
No.
It remains vacant.
It's vacant.
No one serves for the rest of the year.
Right.
Well,
it would just be vacant for 90 days or however.
And then whoever wins the general election would automatically be seated.
Right. Okay. So the vacancy must be filled at the next general election.
Right.
Yeah.
But I understand his point because you're not sworn in until maybe January and the election's in November.
Well,
isn't that the point?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's our question.
So you want them
on November 7th, you want them to start
serving. How does that district get
serving
representation for the rest of the year?
Well, Mr. Chair, they get representation by virtue of the fact that the appointment, the vacancy must be filled at the general election, so it can take effect immediately.
Okay, so that was my question. So whoever wins the general automatically becomes seated?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it works.
Because
that's
it's
great.
Filling the vacancy.
Mr. Okay. McGowan, you said that there was provision elsewhere in the law for in a vacancy when in a
Mr. Chairman, in sub 1, it says in a special election, the person elected at the special election takes office immediately. I'm not sure it would be a special election if it was at the general election at the end of the term. It wouldn't be a special election.
Yeah, it's a.
So,
but if we're filling a vacancy, which is what this says. Wouldn't,
well, we're talking about when a person
you
is elected.
When fill a vacancy, wouldn't that take effect whenever the vacancy was filled, which in this case would be at the next general election?
Well, the statute refers to special election, so yeah. I think there might be a question as to whether or not that's a special election. In fact, it clearly isn't a special election, I guess.
Yeah, if this last sentence is getting at when there is only 90 days left to the regular term, that it stays vacant, that makes it that it's an election at the general election, not a special election held at the same time as the general election. And the provision in the statute, subdivision 2, only refers to immediate seating for a special election. So it would remain vacant until sworn in like everybody else following the general. They wouldn't take their seat right away in November unless you say so.
And Mr. Chair, that would conflict with subdivision 1, which requires us to fill a vacancy in 30 to 90 days, either by appointment or by election. So that creates a conflict for us. We can't just leave the seat open for 6 months.
Well, it wouldn't be 90 days.
Well, can we insert, can we just make it effective at the election with a little clause at the end of this sentence? Would that?
I think if you could immediately seat the winner of the general election for that district, that would solve all of everyone's problems.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that, but that would be a solution.
No appointment shall be made, and the vacancy must be filled at the next general election.
And
the
winner
elected at the general election.
And the person at the election. Yeah, and right. The person elected
shall be seated immediately.
I'm afraid that actually implies that you need to fill the vacancy for the rest of that term and elect someone for the next term. I mean, it might be clearer to say something like, if less than 90 days remain in the term, no appointment shall be made until after the general election, at which point the board shall appoint the winner of the general election to fulfill the rest of this term or something.
Person elected at the general election shall take office immediately upon receipt of the certificate of election upon filing, da da da. Same as in sub one. It's not in the bill.
No, I know. I have the sub one here.
Well, then, can we just refer to sub one?
Yeah, or just restate it on after the period on 2.5. Because the sub one refers to a special election.
But,
so.
what she was pointing out, though, is that that it might be better to say that the person who wins at the November election is automatically appointed to finish the unexpired term and then
before serving
their the term for which they are elected.
Mm.
There is a little bit of a difference there.
Okay. I gotcha.
So can we state that in 25 words or less?
We'll try.
With enough time.
Don't yield to Alice. I'll just go what he said. We'll have you explain.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Ah.
Great. Do we say things like is deemed appointed or just is appointed?
Because maybe they won't. Or what? So you just
they, well, you could say the county board shall appoint the victor. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to give them a choice.
Sorry to keep making these more complex, but actually, I don't think that's necessary. We're talking about someone being elected to fill an unexpired term. The unexpired term is unexpired after the election.
But that's only if you're electing someone to fulfill the unexpired term, which means that you would separately have to elect someone to take the next term. And I don't think you want to do that.
I think the language is good, because we ran into this on the school board quite a bit. You know, people come and go on school boards, and I think this really does kind of lay out the procedure for, you know, that once the election happens, then the winner of the election fills out the balance of the term and then starts their new term. Because we're moving this to in which the vacant seat is up for election. So obviously they're running for the next term, and then they're assigning them to fill out the existing term.
No, that's not right.
That's what it should be, though.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the next term. It's only filling out the remainder of a vacant.
Well, because it says in, we put the language in which the vacant seat is up for election. So they wouldn't be running, if the election's in November, they wouldn't be running for a 2-month term and then have another election. I understand this. Let me know if you think I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
That they're running because we're saying in which the vacant seat is up for election. That means November election, they'd be seated in January. So what we're saying, the language that's been proposed here says that November 7th, the next day, the winner is appointed to fill out the term, and then they take then they take their seat for the next election.
So we have
this is you know, I'd like to just note that this entire section, subdivision 4, is option for filling vacancies and appointment. And what we're saying, I think Bill's got a pretty good point too. If less than 90, you know, an election for the next term, we're not affecting that. We're talking about this term, okay? And if less than 90 days remain in the unexpired term, don't appoint. The vacancy will be filled at the next general election. The victor for the next term is going to fill out the remain, you know, from November 7th to January 3rd or whatever. I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm. But I thought that's what I just said. I think you need to appoint to fill out the end of the term, and then they start their new term that they were elected for.
Mr. Chairman, members, I think, at least with regards to filling out the unexpired term, subdivision 2 of the existing law applies when the individual is elected at the general election, but I think you'd have to do more language to make that apply in this specific situation. Perhaps not.
Well, I guess at worst it would just be redundant. If I'm right, we wouldn't need it, but if we had it, it wouldn't matter.
So just have it just in case.
I don't think it would be the only instance in statute in which we have some redundancy, but maybe that's wrong.
Chair, if it makes the Secretary of State's office happy.
Well, this, the representative from the Secretary of State's office was smiling at the moment. So do any of the three legal minds here have a suggestion about language to satisfy this concern?
I think Des is working on some.
I'll give it a shot. Okay. On page 2, on 2.3, this last provision starts, if less than 90 days remain in the unexpired term, no appointment shall be made, and the vacancy must be filled at the next general election. And the county shall appoint the person elected at the general election to fill the remainder of the unexpired term.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Does that do what you need?
Maybe you could repeat it, and the county shall.
I think it would be and the board.
And the county.
The board.
You can say the board, sure.
Okay,
That's what it, yeah, it's, okay, yep. Either, okay, the board. All right. And, so on 2.5, before the period, insert, and the board shall appoint the person elected at the general election to fill the remainder of the unexpired term.
I'm wondering in that case if you need the phrase that's currently on 2.4 and 2.5, and the vacancy must be filled at the next general election. I mean, maybe it could say, and no appointment shall be made and or until the board shall appoint the person elected at the general election.
I'm going to lobby for redundancy here and keep it all.
One thing I would suggest just in terms of grammatical sense is that if we're going to leave the language that Ms. Dyson just suggested, that we should, on line 2.4, after made, insert a comma and delete and. That makes sense.
Yeah. Grammatical.
So, after made a comma, delete and.
So there's three clauses in the sentence now.
Except the second and third clauses kind of contradict each other. The second clause says it will be filled at the election, and the third clause says that the board shall appoint.
That's why I didn't think it was necessary.
But really, though.
That's why I think the second clause is not necessary.
Unless somebody is appointed to fill a vacancy, it's still a vacancy.
Yeah, actually, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So the second clause, all right, let me read this out loud and see if it makes sense. If less than 90 days remain in the unexpired term, no appointment shall be made, and the board shall appoint the person elected at the general election to fill the remainder of the unexpired term. Is that mm-hmm.
No, the first half of the sentence says no appointment shall be made, and the second half says they shall appoint. Should it say no appointment shall be made until the board or until the day after the general? Or?
I think you just said the county shall appoint the winner of the election, and that they'll have to wait to see the winner in order to apply.
So if less than 90 days remain in the unexpired term, the county board shall appoint the person elected at the general election to fill the remainder of the unexpired term.
Can we get that?
No appointment shall be made prior to the next general election, and the board shall appoint the person elected. So, I mean, we still get
the board
don't
can't
appoint.
Appoint people elected, though. They're elected.
But not.
Well, they weren't elected
for
that.
And that's
2 months.
Not the point.
Well, yes,
I mean,
were.
What we want to say here really is that the person that is elected in the next general election begins to serve immediately.
It was because it wasn't a regular election where you're elected.
Yeah, I like that too.
In January.
Just begins to serve. I don't think I don't see why the county does have to appoint after the election.
This.
No, we can, as the state, say that the person begins to serve without the county board taking action.
Except that you serve a term, and your term is, say it's 4-year term.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you've extended that term. That's why I think you need to appoint him.
To anyway.
You're filling out a term.
You're extending.
The additional 6
right.
to 9.
You're filling, or
yeah, for specials. So what if you just get this language?
We didn't have this 90 days. Provision in here to begin with.
This is a special election.
And actually, now
election,
that I look at this,
this language,
if less than 90 days remain in the unexpired term,
the
something close to 50 days is chewed up between the November 7th election
because
and
it was the
end of
the election
term.
With less than 90 days
Mr. Chair,
probably 30 days is chewed up before you have your public
I mean, we're talking like 2 weeks here.
Mr. Chair, that's exactly why I had it tied to the next general election, 90 days prior to the general election, because the way we wrote it now, you're right. There's only like 3 days before the next general, you know. It could be just a few weeks before then, do you know what I'm saying? Because we took out the next general election, the 90 days applies now to the end of the term, which so little of is before the general election. So you basically what I had doesn't work anymore at all.
Here's
Mr. Chair.
Senator Worthen.
I will move to strike everything after subdivision one, starting with if from 90 days, which is essentially the amendment that I had on the floor for the night. Wait a minute, that doesn't work.
Okay, here's
what you're going at. If
taking it
less
right
than
from
1 year remains. Okay. So what Betsy is, what Senator Worthen is going to be talking about is on line 2.1, strike from 1 year to 90 days and replace it with less than 1 year. Okay, so now we have a sentence that says, if less than 1 year remains in the unexpired term, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy.
See, it really doesn't work. That's why I stopped.
No, it doesn't work.
Huh?
Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw what I was starting to say so it doesn't confuse it.
Thank you.
I think what we were going to go to was eliminating this third period and let the 90 days be for now and return to it and say if it's more than 1 year remaining in the term, you got to have a special election. If it's less than 1 year, you can appoint. And then be done. And leave the 90-day thing out for now.
If you would have, with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, if we would have said 14 months, we wouldn't have to worry about the filing timeline. We wouldn't have to worry about the 90 days. We don't have to worry about anything. But when you say a year, and you have the vacancy after filing closes, you have more than a year left in the term, then you have to have a special election. If you were to say 15 months are left in the unexpired term, the county may appoint until the next general election.
When does filing open? What are we
July. What? 10th?
It's 70 days before the general election. And you have to post what seats are going to be filled 84 days before the general election.
And the county follows the same filing timeline, basically, right? See, that's why I always went to not the year specifically, because we're dealing with not just the time of election and 1 year left in the term, we're dealing with the date of filing, and if somebody dies or leaves state or resigns after the filing is closed and there is no candidate, you got to have a special election. We didn't want to do that.
This time, have it all figured out.
I'm sorry.
No, no, that's good.
Why
that's all right.
It's taken so long to figure this up. But then that might have to be right.
You're complicated. Sorry.
Or am I wrong?
I don't understand why what you said didn't work.
I don't know anymore, Larry.
Because this is what I've always been getting at. It's so crucial that you need that. You need more than that year.
Here's where I think you're mistaken. Because if
that ongoing battle,
if someone has filed
north, south, in the county,
they're up for election back no more than 4 months away.
That would be true.
So if someone passes away between the filing deadline and election day, and they're not up for election that year, chances are they've got more than 2 years. Because I mean,
but that's not necessarily the case.
But at least
a year.
At least a year.
A year and.
So there'd be another filing deadline for the gen, so the county could have.
We have a filing deadline when the filing would be another year away, which is more than a year left on the unexpired term.
Comment? Yeah, but I'm saying that the.
Let's say the county commissioner died in July.
In August.
In August.
And they're not up for election until the next year.
Yeah, so it's more than a year left. So they have to have a special election and appoint somebody.
But they could have the special election.
They wouldn't have time to have a special election during the normal November election. If this happened in August or September, there wouldn't probably be time.
There wouldn't be?
I don't know.
You know, it's not true that if a vacancy occurs, whenever the vacancy is filled, the person appointed or elected to fill the vacancy begins to serve immediately. Then I don't see what's wrong with the language the way we have it.
Which way?
We've had it so many ways.
The vacancy must be filled at the next general election. So whoever wins the next general election has been elected to fill the vacancy. And since the vacancy has already occurred and will still be a vacancy until the end of that term, which would be January 1st,
yeah,
the person that's elected would be,
yes,
and I think
filling the vacancy. Yeah, I don't see how that's not.
I think
the
we
case.
Need Deb's language, though.
If you're having an election to fill the vacancy. But you would have to have a separate election to fill the next term.
Well, yes and no. He's right. You two of you are on the same wavelength. You're
okay.
Soprano and he's alto. So what it is...
Thank you.
He is right, because the vacancy is filled when that person is elected. And in January, it's the same commission. It's still Commissioner 5. So they're serving that next year automatically because they filled it.
Kinda.
No, it's some hot stuff today. Some big, yeah. But no, I still go back to that point, Mr. Chair, about you're elected for a term. Your term is, you know, generally it starts in January, and so if there's an opening, you know, for 2 months, that's not your term, but you could be appointed to that term. I mean, that clearly makes sense. That the winner in the general election would be appointed to fill out the remainder of the vacant term.
Well, or the state could say that you serve that. You don't have to go to the board and have them appoint, I think was the other. We don't need an appointment.
We can just say, serve that 2 months.
If we're talking about
and we can just say that.
A new term that has nothing to do with the vacancy, that's right. But we're talking, this is language specific to filling a vacancy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then are you running, I hate to drag this out, but are you running for the vacancy or are you running for the seat?
You're running
for
the seat. And the state says, because by virtue of winning the seat, we're saying that you serve this 2 months also.
Okay, because the state has the power to say that. You sometimes forget that.
I believe
that.
We do.
Well, I think the language says that because it says it's a vacancy, yeah, that's being filled.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it does, because you are filling a vacant commissioner's seat.
Yes.
Which is vacant from the day of election right through the swearing in January. So you are sworn in immediately after the election, because you're filling the vacancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you fill it also finishing the existing term.
I think you need to say that specifically.
You could say that the person elected to serve the next term is also elected to serve the remainder of the vacant term.
Yeah. No. We're not going to elect somebody to fill the next term that's not up for election.
Well, it is, because we're talking
no,
about.
No, if you're filling,
yeah,
that's
because
what
the vacancy
election
is
talking
less than
about, though,
days.
Is that the person who is elected to the next term is the one who fills the vacancy.
Right.
I'm just saying that because it's a vacancy, of course the person that would be elected would fill it from the time that they're elected. That's what this says. I don't think that we need an additional language.
It would be, I think, helpful and clearer for people after today.
It's been helpful so far.
if the language were clear that the person elected for the next term fulfills the rest of that term. So that there's no question about do we have to have two different spots on the ballot, one for the remainder of this term and one for the next term.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Howes, maybe I can help. The only thing we're talking about here is in the instance where an individual can neither be specially elected or appointed because they're within this 90-day window.
Right.
Okay. So we're saying in that situation, there's nobody there up until the election for that next term. And then after they're elected, then they can fill the remainder of that roughly 2-month period of the unexpired term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the situation I think we're trying to address.
It is, and we understand that, but we can't find language that actually addresses it. If you have a couple of words we could put in there.
Use. Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wergen.
May I just, and just bear me out here, and tell me if this will work. If from 1 year to 90 days remains in the unexpired term, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the unexpired term. So that's that part.
That we have.
Yep. If less than 90 days remains prior to the general election for the remainder of the unexpired term, the vacancy shall be filled at the general election, and the winner of the general shall fill the remainder of the term as well as the full term for which the general election was held. Why wouldn't that work?
If it works.
I like it.
You got that right now.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
The capitals and periods may need to.
So,
Ms. Frazier, do you want to throw your wrench into this?
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can. So the second sentence talks about less than between 1 year and 90 days in the remainder of the term. And your sentence, Senator Wergen, mm-hmm. talks about 90 days before the election.
There's an overlap.
So there's an overlap.
Those aren't.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Distinct sets of days.
Yes, you're correct.
But you don't actually need the 90-day preference in your language either, do you?
Do we need to have the two?
What would be the? Can I just look at that one?
It's more than 1 year, or so that it brings it to within 90 days of the general election. So it's just two-tier.
Mm-hmm. You don't need that.
So
if less than 1 year remains, but then have an exception to that.
Yeah, okay. If less than 1 year remains in the unexpired term, the board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy. If less than 90 days remains prior to the general election for the remainder of the unexpired term, the vacancy shall be filled. So you take the 90 days out of the first one.
So we've got more than 1 year, less than 1 year. But then in that less than 1 year category, you've got that.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 90 days before
the general election.
So there's no...
At which time we fill the gap after the general election.
So we still got three categories. It's just we're describing the same one differently. Is that... Ask Tori Western.
We'll offer it legal.
Luckily, this is a conference report.
Yeah.
Senator Wergen, could you read those sentences again, please?
No.
Okay. If less than 1 year remains in the unexpired term, the board shall, wouldn't it?
Yes.
No, it would be may, because they can choose.
Yeah, right.
The board may appoint a person to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the unexpired term. That's basically what
Period.
We have.
Yep.
The next sentence, if less than 90 days remain prior to the general election for the remainder of the unexpired term, it's a little bit unclear, the vacancy shall be filled at the general election, and the winner of the general election shall fill the remainder of the unexpired term as well as the full term for which the election was held.
I don't think you need the words remainder in there.
Yeah.
Just for the unexpired term.
Right.
Shall fill the unexpired term. That's right.
Mm-hmm. We might have it.
Does it matter that those two sentences are
slightly contradictory?
Yes.
No.
I was debating that.
We've just carved the last 90 days.
Does one of you want to point out what you regard as contradictory?
Well, the less than 1 year isn't really true if a subset of that doesn't work. I mean, if there's 87 days remaining prior to the election, you know, then a literal reading of sentence two would allow you to appoint, whereas sentence three doesn't allow you to appoint.
Oh, Mr. Chair, that's easy to fix.
So if we put in a however, you know, it's subject to paragraph B, or, you know, maybe we should have A, B, and C on these darn things.
Mr. Chair.
Well, that's why the original Wergen Amendment said if it's from 1 year to 90 days, it carved out separate, distinct time periods, and they weren't conflicting. So, I don't know.
Senator Wergen.
Well, Mr. Chair, would the same thing work then if we took out the word if, in other words, and just put unexpired term unless less than 90 days remain?
Yeah.
Instead of saying if less, say unless.
Unless
less.
Less.
Unless.
Oh,
yeah, that would be less conflicting.
But it's right, then it wouldn't conflict. That's true.
It just
we
needs
could,
to
we could
out.
Say unless fewer than 90 days remain.
Yes.
I don't know.
But then you could still have a 90-day period when nobody serves. It's just before the election rather than before the end of the term.
Right. But that
so there's
that
an appointment, there's
anyway.
A vacancy, and then there's a other appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, not separate appointments, but time periods.
Correct. But that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, in current law, you can have a vacancy of up to 90 days anyway, whether you're appointing or having a special. So that's not a change.
Okay. Right.
So I think our intent would never be to have a vacancy longer than 90 days.
To put you in conflict with other statutes.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Senator Wergen, your goal is not have give somebody a leg up before the election.
Precisely.
That would take care of that.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chair, the practice for most counties, or the intent, would be to appoint the winner of the general anyway. So this just streamlines the process for them. I don't think you'd see somebody want to appoint someone who they know is going to be replaced in 4 months. So
right.
I think that's positive.
Only Governor Richard.
Are you comfortable with the way it reads? Yeah, you guys are the...
We could probably clean up the language as long as you agree on the concept.
Because it just reads a little rough. I mean, it's with me saying that is kind of a stretch, but it just needs a little bit of cleaning, just so it reads a little bit smoother.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wergen.
Senator Olsen, that's just fine.
Mr. Chair. Representative,
I have a question first. Senator Lowry brought up some deletions in amended language, and I'm not sure that we voted on that. And Senator Wergen has brought up some language after Ms. Dyson brought up language, and I don't think we voted on Deb Dyson's language. And so I would move that we move Senator Lowy's language and incorporate in that what Ms. Dyson or what
not in what
Senator Worthen. I think we've abandoned this dice.
Okay, and then respectfully, Senator Lowry would incorporate.
Actually, I believe Representative Howes, we did vote on Senator Lowry.
I don't recall we did it the second time when we changed it the second time.
We did. I think we did, where we were cleaning up that second piece, but that's okay, and then and that was actually incorporated in what Senator Worthen is proposing too. And I was listening carefully, and my exact amendments were part of
I believe
Senator Worthen's.
I believe it's correct to say that the Worthen language would replace everything from the period in line 2.1 to the end of the of the section.
That's correct.
So I perhaps the motion should be, if we want to adopt that language, which I hope we do, would be to delete everything after the period in line 2.1 and insert the Worthen amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, just one question before we get to the motion. We've left the part about if more than 1 year remains, that part is not in Senator Worthen's amendment?
No, but it's only from the period in 2.1
that
we're...
Just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I will move the suggested language beginning after the period on 2.1 and to fill the remainder of Section 1, and I will hand that to Senate or to Committee Council to refine the language if need be with the intent held whole.
Very good. Any discussion to that motion? All those in favor of the Worthen amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The amendment is adopted. Any further discussion to the conference committee report as amended?
Mr. Chairman, in the interest of full disclosure, there's one provision in the Senate bill that's not in the House bill, and that's the last sentence on in Section 2. This business about when the time period for the election runs. Yes, there is no appointment. If there's authority for the appointment, the board decides not to make the appointment, goes to a special election, the 90-day time period runs from the date of the public hearing. That's not in the House bill.
I could describe that if you wanted to, that was added after introduction.
Yes, please do.
Well, there was a concern that if a county in good faith was attempting to appoint in an instance where they had that authority and chewed up a bunch of clock having public hearings and whatnot, their 90-day clock for holding a special election is running at that time, and they could chew up too much of their 90-day clock prior to finding out that in the end they got a 2-2 and can't filled by an appointment, and they would have to have a special election and not have enough time remaining to do it. So we would start the 90-day clock after the first public hearing. So that was the intent of that amendment, and nobody has ever suggested that it didn't do what it was intended to do as of yet, but that's the intent of that amendment.
We have a roll call.
All right. Well, that is language that's in the bill currently. I don't think we have a problem with that.
Yep.
Do you know what this one is?
They're already, the whole scene was already out the door.
Yeah, it seems quick.
Representatives. For all of you who are on Representative Pawlowski's committee, it seems like this is a committee doing its work. So I want to commend you for doing your work.
Yes, thank you.
I have been, yes.
I suggest that whatever we do while we're waiting for the senators to return, we don't look at this bill anymore.
No.
Just,
public outside.
I mentioned to Representative Morgan earlier that one of the benefits of being in the legislature is that you get to miss every spring.
Yep.
Its entirety. It's even more so for being staff in the legislature, I'm sure.
Fall is lovely, too.
Yes, every
on
other
year. On the road
year.
With the bonding
yeah.
committee.
Yeah, right.
Or probably in signs. Or taking a lot of them, but early, early freeze.
You can tell the results of all the snow from last week because the Mississippi River is so much higher.
Yeah.
Took the dog down by the river and couldn't walk along the beach. It was up that high.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Tell who the marathon runners are. He's here. What did you work out in that for that 90
we
days?
Finished, gestational carrier.
I've got Sandra working clean, which I'm cleaning up. That's
oh, but. But Tony had that when we left.
No, we
I was describing an amendment. I was describing the amendment that is in the current language to, so that they understood what it was because the House didn't have it and never had it discussed. So.
And you guys are going to accept
I'm sorry,
that?
I should have pointed that out earlier because Tony did mention that to me some time ago. So
that I was going to work on that, but that's fine.
And that's acceptable to you guys?
Yeah. Yes.
We're getting paid by the mile.
We found another spot that needs changing.
Woohoo! How could I have known? Beth, what was it? I didn't say a word.
I asked people to not look at the bill while you guys are gone. So I believe we do have agreement on the bill as amended, and I think the only thing that remains is to vote on that. I will move adoption of the conference committee report. Not the report. What is the proper term here?
Conference committee report on House file.
It's not a report.
Well,
until
you don't have the report in front of you yet.
You were actually moving a bill. You just wanted to use a vehicle.
So what it would be then is the unofficial engrossment of House File 3662 as amended.
Right.
All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The language is adopted and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for all of your active participation.